You're listening to Radio Vision. I'm your host, Bernard White, here today with Ursula Rutenberg, who is a volunteer, someone who's been locked out of WBAI, as well as Valerie Van Isler, who was a station manager at WBAI. Before I go back to Ursula to find out about this whole Fight Back campaign, are there any regrets that you have? Do you think that there might have been some things that you could have done a little differently that... Because it seemed like one of the things that Utrecht Lead was able to do was to galvanize a handful of people, not the majority of the staff, but a handful of people around the idea of eliminating you from WBAI.
I think over 10 years, where there's difficult and as complex and as rich and as vibrant a station as WBAI, there are just wonderful opportunities to do many things right and well, and there are also opportunities not taken that should have been. I would say on the whole that in terms of working with the staff, there are 200 producers, 150 producers there. It was a relationship not only of warmth but of real support, because they were on our air helping with the fundraising. I see them in the hallway. I saw them on Saturday. I saw them on Sunday. Looking back, yes, there were things that we needed to do better and stronger. You know, no one has ever claimed to be a St. Teresa here, much less in Pacifica. I am the only female minority general manager that that station has ever had, and that was very difficult in the beginning when I started. The station now does not look like what it was in the 1980s or in 1990. I made a full and real commitment to affirmative action and equal opportunity so that the station would reflect the city. BAI did not look like that in 1960s, nor the 1970s, nor even the 1980s. So many, many things I think were done right and well and based on principle, because it's the principle here. We are 2 days, 3 days away from the anniversary, the holiday for Dr. Martin Luther King. And he said very clearly in one of the wonderful speeches that if you're not willing to live on principle and for principles, then you're dead already. Our work at WBAI has always been to nurture and keep that station alive, because the service to the community was the most important thing to us. At no time during these 10 years have we banned people. At no time have we had that station closed to people. We have had elderly groups, we have had seniors, we have had students, we have had high school tours, we have had foreign journalists come in there to enjoy the station, learn about it. We've talked to them, we've spoken to them, because as a community radio station, which is our license, what is it not if it is not completely open to access and to the community, not just in New York City, but the nation and the world. And we made it that way. It is no longer, I believe, can be called a community station.
Okay. Ursula Rutenberg, you have been involved in the Fight Back. In fact, you have been one of the folks responsible for getting information out to people about just what's been going on. Could you tell our viewers just what are some of the things that have been happening in the Fight Back effort?
I think that the Fight Back effort in some ways can be broken down into two main areas of focus. I think that the actions that are being taken now at the station and by Pacifica on a national basis have to be protested, they have to be resisted, and strategically answered as they occur. There are abuses, there are violations happening regularly, they continue to happen, and they need to be responded to. The other area, I think, is that it's equally important, is that we are an activist radio station. That's the heart of what our mission is. And so the Fight Back movement is really about building coalitions, community coalitions, to really actively pursue that mission of activism, so that BAI really does represent on a daily and community basis the activist principle, and to use this coalition building to really consolidate and to clarify this voice that says that this kind of a mission is valid today in America, and that it's not something that belongs to the past, that belongs to the anti-war movement or the civil rights movement as it was in the past, that today activism is as real and important a part of American dialogue as anything else. And this is really a process of building community in a more active way than it has been before this happened.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm impressed by is that this has seemed to ignite our community.
Yes.
That across the city, excuse me, in our listening area, that this is the conversation that people are having.
Yes.
That people want to do something, that some of the community organizers who have been dormant mm-hmm. have been regenerated and are now out trying their best to figure out some way of resolving this issue. And one of the unintended consequences, I guess, of this is that people have begun to move again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think something that those people that on Pacifica that want to change the mission of BAI and the other Pacifica stations might not fully have appreciated that this station has for many, many years educated its listeners and taught them to think and to act. And so the response to these abuses that are happening now is an intelligent and active one. And it's intergenerational. It's at all ages. There's a whole new generation of young mm-hmm. people who have reaped the benefit of this information, that understand this on a level that I don't think we even did when we were younger. And I think it's amazing to me the energy and the commitment that is being expressed now on a daily basis. And, you know, I've asked myself several times, what is the energy that's driving this endless willingness that I see on people's part to just really work with this and to struggle? And I really think that underneath, what I keep hearing again and again is gratitude, that there's incredible gratitude that so many people have for what Pacifica has done. And I share that feeling too. I'm very aware that sitting here today, I have the privilege of speaking for the listeners. And I'm aware that I am expressing a sentiment that many, many, many people have, this incredible gratitude for a station, for a network that for years and years gave us the truth. And now that gratitude is being turned around in terms of a willingness and a desire to defend what those principles were and the people and the institution that gave it to us. So in a way, the energy now has been given over to the people to come back and to hold the vision when the organization itself seems to be faltering.
Mm-hmm. There's an activity planned this afternoon.
Yes.
And what is the phone number that people can call if they're interested in getting involved?
You got me there. It's
1-800-825-0055. I thought you had this at your fingertips.
That's our mantra.
I'm at the other end of the phone.
Okay, yeah, you're the recipient of the calls. It's 800-825-0055. That's the number that you can call.
Thank you.
Once again, 800-825-0055. And there's going to be an activity this afternoon.
Yes, today at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 7, we will be having another demonstration in front of Pacifica, or in front of WBAI, which is at 120 Wall Street. And that's at the east end of Wall Street. We'll be demonstrating in front of the station. And it's very important that people continue to come and demonstrate to the current leadership of BAI that we object to what's happening. We do not accept it. And if you can't come exactly at 4, that's all right. We're going until 7 because we understand that some people work.
Mm-hmm. Valerie Van Isler, we've come to pretty close to the end of the program. Do you have any closing statements?
Yes, WBAI and the other stations, but particularly our BAI in New York, funded by the listeners, built by the listeners, supported by the listeners, is a jewel beyond compare. everything is at stake in this struggle, which is not a new one. It's more intense now than I believe it's ever been since 1977. That jewel is at stake. People must do all that they can, whatever they can, taking what means are necessary to preserve and to protect WBAI. This is not just a local story, although there are pieces in the New York Times today, there are two pieces in the Village Voice, and I did a count. There have been five or six pieces in Newsday, Current, the Washington Post, the San Francisco Bay Guardian. This is a national story. And because we are streaming on the internet, something that we brought in about 2 years ago, it is really an international story. BAI is recognized for the integrity, the quality, and the grit of its programming, that grain of honesty, that grain of truth that we always had there as part of our hallmark. That tradition needs to continue. The fired and the banned need to be returned. This is not the kind of atmosphere, this is not the kind of situation that we can have when we have major battles to fight over the next 4 years, as we fought them in 1996 when the Republicans came in that time and threatened all of public broadcasting, but especially Pacifica Radio, and especially a place like WBAI.
Okay.
So the stakes here are maximum.
Okay.
And the stakes require commitment.
Ursula and Valerie, I want to thank you both. Perhaps we can go out with a flavor of what is being played over the air at WBAI. We do have an excerpt from an encounter that took place, was it this past Monday?
Yes.
This past Monday. Perhaps we can go out with that. As I said, I do want to thank you. And maybe we can impose that over the fight back, that the gathering that we started out with. And you have been listening to Radio Vision. My name is Bernard White. Our guest today, Ursula Rutenberg, who's a community organizer now, as well as a listener, and Valerie Van Isler, former station manager at WBAI. My name is Bernard White.
Good morning. Here at Wake Up Call, the morning show, Clayton.